perfumes which seemed to emanate from them. The children of 18 months displayed her pretty little bare stomach with the chaste indecency of childhood. Above and around these two delicate heads, all made of happiness and steeped in light, the gigantic forecarriage, black with rust, almost terrible, all entangled in curves and wild angles, rose in a vault like the entrance of a cavern. A few paces apart, crouching down upon the threshold of the hostelry, the mother, not a very prepossessing woman, by the way, though touching at that moment, was swinging the two children by means of a long cord, watching them carefully, for fear of accidents, with that animal and celestial expression which is peculiar to maternity. At every backward and forward swing, the hideous lynx emitted a strident sound which resembled a cry of rage. The little girls were in ecstasies. The setting sun mingled in this joy, and nothing could be more charming than this caprice of chance which had made of a chain of titans the swing of cherubim. As she rocked her little ones, the mother hummed in a discordant voice a romance then celebrated. "It must be," said a warrior. Her song and the contemplation of her daughters prevented her hearing and seeing what was going on in the street. In the meantime, someone had approached her as she was beginning the first couplet of the romance, and suddenly she heard a voice saying very near her ear, "You have two beautiful children there, madame." "To be fair and tender, Imogene," replied the mother, continuing her romance.